Iowa real estate headlines. Iowa commission rates edge above national average, new survey finds. A February 2026 survey of local agents found Iowa's average real estate commission at 5.84%, surpassing the national average of 5.70%. For Iowa agents and brokers, this data point offers local market positioning context when discussing fee structures with sellers and buyers. Review the full Iowa commission survey data at listwithclever.com/average real estate commission rate/Iowa/. Background and context. Why your jurisdiction may require a rental license you do not have. A growing number of IA cities require landlords to register rental properties, pass periodic inspections, and pay an annual fee. Penalties for unlicensed operation typically include fines per day and, in some cases, retroactive return of collected rent. The rules apply to single-unit landlords, not just large operators. Enforcement has shifted from complaint-driven to data matching against utility and property tax records. Many landlords discover they were non-compliant when they receive a back fines notice years after acquiring the property. Check your city or county website for rental license or rental registration. 5 minutes settles it. Background and context. A 5-minute checklist before pulling a building permit. The most rejected permit applications fail on documentation completeness, not project merit. A reliable pre-submission check covers 4 things. 1. Parcel zoning matches intended use. 2. Setback dimensions match the survey. 3. Any required HOA or design review sign-off is attached. 4. Contractor license number is valid and unrestricted in the issuing jurisdiction. Permit resubmission resets the queue clock in most IA jurisdictions, adding 2 to 6 weeks to a project. Catching documentation gaps before submission is the cheapest schedule recovery tool an owner has. Save the checklist next to your permit application template and run it before every submission. Background and context. Why most small business owners overbuy commercial space. The buy versus lease decision for owner occupants leans on 3 factors. Most spreadsheets undercount. 1. Tenant improvement amortization that leaseholders expense and owners capitalize. 2. Opportunity cost of the down payment. 3. The fact that most growing businesses outgrow space in 5 to 7 years and end up subleasing the wrong building. The ownership creates equity intuition is real, but smaller than the operational flexibility cost for businesses still finding their footprint. A 5-year lease is often cheaper than a 10-year mortgage on the wrong square footage. Run the buy versus lease analysis with a 7-year horizon and include relocation costs in both columns.